WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another public-private partnership is being proposed by the Texas A&M system. Chief Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says developers have until the end of the month to submit their ideas for combining early childhood care with a senior living complex.
The positive impact that it will have to advance elderly care and research and geriatric studies and intergenerational learning and educational techniques, not only through the Brazos Valley region, but across Texas and likely globally.
Ray says this will involve A&M students from multiple disciplines.
We'll have our medical students, nursing students, you know, out of college education. We have student teacher, intern opportunities, student worker opportunities, student observers and teachers, and, you know, the vet med students. You bring out their traveling, kind of their pet program for some of the assisted living folks or some of the children in the daycare and learning center.
Proposed locations are the University Services Complex, which many still call the former TI building east of Veterans Park, and or system property across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel. How does one member of the College Station City Council come up with $206 million to pay for unfunded capital projects?
Personally, I'm open to virtually any alternative that makes good sense.
Jerome Rectorick, who was the first to appear on our show after a council discussion of where to find the money, says one future source is bringing in businesses being recruited by the city's economic development director.
She is certainly working with various companies, and I don't really want to go into any names because they're still maybes, but she is looking at all other than just nail shops. She is looking at all kinds of businesses and names, frankly, that are national names that everybody would recognize.
Rectorick says the city is in the process of extending infrastructure to city-owned property that makes the land ready to build. The U.S. House passed three bills last week dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one affects veterans.
Under Obamacare, veterans were forced to be stuck in the VA health care system. What we're doing that allows veterans to make a choice between being covered by the American Health Care Act provisions or being covered by the VA health plan, whichever they view as best for themselves.
Another bill allows individuals who have recently lost their jobs to qualify for the tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA. If you're considering a run for city council or school board in the Twin Cities, the filing period starts July 24th. Those considering a run for College Station City Council can find out more during a public meeting a week from tomorrow.
Tuesday, June 27th, we have our City Council 101. So council places 1, 3, and 5 will be at stake in the November 7th election.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says more information is available online at cstx.gov. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Hey, hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, we'll see that develop today, though there could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. Going to be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be very close to 95 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Wednesday, we're going to see sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress and freshman Braden Shoemake on the Aggies' loss to Louisville in the College World Series. Meanwhile, Bombers skip Trey Porras weighs in on their loss to the Victoria Generals. And it wasn't a good night for Major League Baseball in Texas either, as the Astros fell to the Red Sox and the Rangers couldn't hold off the Mariners. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, in the summertime, the hot weather, and we're just kind of starting to get hot, but anyway, the hot weather can affect you in a lot of ways, and surprisingly, it can actually affect your appetite.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're outside and you're hot, and you know, you may not even think about being hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But how about if you just don't eat at all?
Not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a husband and wife are claiming in a story this morning in The Sun, which is one of those tabloid papers in Great
mm-hmm.
Britain,
okay.
that they don't eat.
At all?
No, not much. They believe that food and water is not necessary, and that humans can be sustained solely by the energy of the universe.
Oh, of course.
I've heard of something like this.
Breatharians is what they're called.
Are these okay? The people that take their shoes off and put it in the dirt and look at the sun?
They might. These people have shoes on while they're talking to them. But Camilla and Akali, who have a 5-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter together, have survived on little else besides a piece of fruit or vegetable broth just 3 times per week since 2008, if you believe the story.
I mean, okay, oh my god!
That's still food, though, too. So yeah. their theory doesn't quite pan out.
But here's the deal: is she's in her second pregnancy.
See, that's what's scary.
Yeah. Like,
has anyone called CPS?
Yeah. See, that's also why I think it's probably fake. But anyway, she lives in she splits time between Ecuador and California. Their quote, humans can easily exist without food.
If you told me, you know, a piece of fruit, some vegetable broth and water every day, I'd say, yeah, you're going to be miserable,
right?
But you could probably survive. But yeah, only 3 times a week, that yeah means they're not consuming anything on mm-hmm some days.
And that's not true.
No.
Surviving,
I mean,
and thriving, yeah, too, are 2 different things.
Yeah, well, that's also true.
Are they super thin?
Well, they had to. No, they're not. They look average.
Yeah.
And they met in 2005, and they got married 3 years later in 2008, and they discovered the Breatharian way.
Breatharian.
Through a friend, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The pair had
through
to slowly work their way from vegetarians to vegan to the point where it's a 21-day Breatharian process. Yeah, probably not. Okay.
Lies. All lies.
I know. Well,
awful.
The next thing you know, then they're going to be saying that people are pouring Coca-Cola on themselves.
Uh-oh.
Which they are.
Of course they are.
There's a fine line between being MacGyver and just being an idiot. Apparently, there is a new trend where people who don't have tanning oil improvise a little bit by putting Coca-Cola all over their bodies.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Before they go out in the sun. They say the caramel color in the Coke helps bronze them.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're just dirty.
Actually, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola contains a lot of chemicals, but none of them have any kind of an SPF protection.
Right.
So really what you're probably doing is accelerating the chance of burning your skin. So don't do it.
And sticky.
That's the other thing. It would be sticky.
And gross.
Because it's got... Well, and that's the other thing, too, is it dries, it's sticky, and then you're in the sand, and then you're going to be covered in sand and sticky underneath there, and then you're going to get in your car, and you're going to leave the sand there.
Yeah, that's just...
Not going to work.
I mean, yeah. And Coca-Cola still costs money.
It does.
And, you know, tanning oil or sunscreen really isn't that expensive.
It's not.
Really, yeah.
It's not.
So you're not, you know, it's not, you're not saving money, per se.
So, I mean, so if... If it could be any stranger, we've got people who are breatharians who say they haven't eaten. We don't believe that's right.
Right.
We have U.S. Americans who are pouring Coca-Cola on themselves.
How much crazier does it get?
How about you ever find yourself thirsty and craving the taste of a salad?
Not ever once.
The taste of a salad?
Yeah.
Not even once.
Well, when I'm thirsty?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there's stuff called water salad.
Okay.
And it's made by the aforementioned Coca-Cola.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's in Japan. It is the latest peculiar beverage to be found available in Japan. Imagine, if you will, the taste of a salad next time you find yourself looking for a refreshing glass of water.
Hard pass.
It basically is liquid lettuce flavor.
Right.
Okay. Now, I mean, it does have minerals and it does have vitamins that they've added to it, but again, do you really want to drink it?
No.
They have several flavors. There's a picture of it. Several flavors of water salad.
Like cob.
I don't know. It's written in Japanese, so I can't read it. But it does have the Coca-Cola emblem on it.
I'll take a Caesar salad drink, please.
Yeah, exactly.
The real deal.
Hey, we did get a text message with some important information.
All right.
There is a wreck at the Barron Road on ramp, okay, northbound.
Uh-huh.
On Highway 6.
Okay, so that's...
So Barron Road on the on-ramp.
That's before you get to Rock Prairie. Okay,
correct.
So there you are, on the on-ramp. All right, and, you know, it's a great time of day for that. Tishomingo High School, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're looking for two new boys basketball coaches.
Uh-oh.
District fired last season coaches for using a school bus to make a beer run.
You know, I was hoping it was because of a losing record, but I knew it was going to be something like that.
School board member says it happened while the coaches were out of town. They had the team at a basketball camp at Connor State College. Store clerk told officials at Connor State that coaches drove a school bus to the nearby convenience store to buy some beer. Apparently the school does not, the college does not allow alcohol on campus. As if that were the worst thing that happened in this story.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Hey, they said on campus they didn't say anything about the buses. That's
exactly right. Could have done that. All right. Oh, and then while we're talking about food and stuff, the American Heart Association now advising against the use of a top food trend. That would be coconut oil.
Oh, why do they take away everything that I love?
That's it. USA Someday says a new review found that coconut oil decreased your LDL, that's your bad cholesterol, in 7 out of 7 controlled trials.
I don't know if I believe this.
I don't know either.
I think coconut oil's okay.
Yeah, I think I read something, too, that said that the people who put together the study kind of had stock in something
avocado oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Something other than coconut oil.
Researchers in the paid-for study didn't see a difference between coconut oil and other oils that are high in saturated fats like butter or beef fat or palm oil. In fact, 82% of the fat in coconut oil is saturated, according to the data, which is far more than butter, which is, for instance, 63%. So.
Well, if you don't want to eat it and you still have some left, there's like 101 ways to use coconut oil.
It's good for your skin and your hair.
Your nails.
So anyway.
If you really don't want to use it in your kitchen, there's other ways.
But again, and it's not cheap, is it, necessarily?
It's not cheap, but it's not necessarily one of the more expensive ones. Yeah. Definitely more than olive oil. But for, you know, it comes solid, you know, it's in like a solid form. It comes in a jar and then it melts as it's heated.
Yeah. We have a jar of it in the pantry. I saw it yesterday. Just happened to notice it was there. Yeah.
And a little bit goes a long way too.
That's what I was going to say. It lasts forever.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as expensive as that oil that the goats climb the trees and
poop the seeds out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poop oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big business story on Friday. In case you didn't hear it, probably know it by now. The announcement that Amazon is buying Whole Foods.
Yep.
$13.7 billion. Whew. Saw a text on Saturday morning. It said, Steve Jobs, Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa, buy me something at Whole Foods. Alexa answers, buying Whole Foods.
And then he says, no way.
No way, I didn't mean that.
All right, whatever.
$13.7 billion. Analysts were stunned and believed that the move could shake up the entire grocery business, and Whole Foods stock has soared 26%. The announcement was not good for supermarket chains, took a hit in their stocks because people now think that Amazon will be able to push Whole Foods to dominance in the biz. Well, you know, you got to think about it from the food providers, those distributors and wholesalers. They may find that there's an opportunity, but you know, if you think about it, there's still a whole bunch of Kroger stores out there across the nation. And in this part of the state, there's sure a lot of HEBs out there. Oh, yeah. So I don't know.
A little bit of irony there, if you think about it, though. A large corporation like Amazon buys Whole Foods. I bet the hippies are losing their minds.
Right. You're right. That's the other thing. So hey, we like that. No, we think. Yeah. And you don't get that exclusivity anymore. Well, that's the other thing. Does Whole Foods brand then just show up in warehouses someplace where you can't walk through with your grocery cart and pick it up? That it's just part of the distribution network that they put together. But as a result of all this, Target stock dropped more than 12% briefly. Shares of Costco and Walmart were off about 5%. Kroger down 14%. So we'll see. Nike announced Friday that they're cutting about 1,400 jobs because of a depressed economy. Mm-hmm. Nike, you know, that's the swoosh.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if they're struggling. Well, and in the article I read, you know, it mentioned Adidas, you know, really stepping up its game in footwear and apparel and, you know, different partnerships with celebrities and fashion designers and stuff like that. And you see a whole lot of it, you know, now. And you even think of A&M, you know, being an Adidas school.
They made that switch, what, about 3 years ago? Is that probably
Yeah,
right?
Maybe a few more years. I'm not sure exactly. But, yeah, and you know, I love Adidas stuff as an athlete because we had it when I was at Blinn.
Okay.
And, you know, it used to just be Nike ruled that world, and now it's a lot different.
Well, and, again, if it's not the product that you like, you know, just because your school's using it, that probably makes it a problematic. And of course, it could still be problematic for Adidas. But I remember when A&M signed the deal, people were going, really, Adidas? Because everybody does the swoosh. But there you are. Like anything else, there's a cycle to it. Mm-hmm. It does change with time. And no different when it comes to, I guess, apparel. And I guess that's the other thing is it is so much more than just footwear.
Well, true. And sometimes I wonder, too, if people just don't care as much about the brand anymore. You know, it was like a status thing before. It was, oh, yeah, you've got Nike and, you know, anything else
Jordan
was kind of. Right. And now it's like, I don't care who makes it as long as it's functional and it looks good. And
see, that old thing was brand loyalty.
Right.
And what you're talking about is the way it is now more and more. Younger people don't have the brand loyalty as before, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Comfort's important.
Just an observation that if the price is better and it's a better value for you, and again, it does what you're looking for, you don't really care what the particular brand name happens to be.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, about 93 for a high temperature today. Later on this afternoon, winds will shift around to the north, and so we'll have northerly winds for the front part of the week. Low tonight around 75 or so tomorrow. 94 is the high, but get this, Tuesday and Wednesday nights will be down to the lower 70s, so that'll make it kind of pleasant. Start warming up a little bit more. We'll be back to about 94 or so for the end of the week, and there's a slight chance of showers at about 20% continuously from Wednesday night through Friday. Currently, few clouds out there, and we've got 74.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
TheHill.com is reporting that Democrat leaders are ramping up the pressure. They're trying to get the unhinged members of their party to shut up and stop trying to force a vote on impeaching Trump. Brad Sherman, Democrat, California, really odd guy, released a draft article of impeachment against President Trump. He says that Trump obstructed justice by allegedly asking Comey to let the Mike Flynn investigation go. Sherman has been circulating his impeachment draft, trying to build support from other unhinged Democrats. Now, at a Tuesday meeting, Democrat leaders pushed back. They warned Sherman that his impeachment push could hurt them in 2018. Sherman was told that he wasn't showing courtesy to party members, that a discussion should be held within the family before any such actions were taken. That did not stop other unhinged partisans from siding with Sherman. Auntie Maxine Waters and a few other kooks encouraged him. The truth is, the Democrats are between a rock and a hard place here. They know their unhinged and genuinely lunatic base will turn on them if they don't appear to fight Trump hard enough. Their party's in shambles and on track to lose even more elections. We've already seen what one member of the Democrat base, living on a steady diet of political hate, was willing to do. If Democrats keep on doing what they're doing, stoking flames of anger like this, they're going to produce many more shooters like him. My friends, there is a common assumption about identity theft. Many people think it's just credit card fraud, but that's only one form of identity theft. And if you're just monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, you could miss other forms of identity theft, like your personal information being sold on the dark web, or even somebody draining your 401k. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush or call them at 800-440-4833. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH. LifeLock.com/rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. At least one member of the College Station City Council sees a continuation of the governing body making decisions on financing capital projects instead of seeking voter approval.
I would prefer if we could have bond elections to have the citizens vote on things. But quite frankly, you know, we had a bond election several years ago to do a bunch of things that I think were important that were turned down.
Councilman Jerome Rectorick on our show says one way or the other, the city needs to keep up with the continuing population increase.
Citizens typically do not come unless something affects their direct neighborhood. You know, if it's in your neighborhood, then I'm not coming. So I think we need to somehow get citizens more involved with the city government.
Rectorick says he doesn't know how to engage citizens more, but they're always welcome to speak at council meetings. Before the end of the month, the Texas A&M system will have proposals from developers interested in creating a combination of senior living and early childhood facilities.
When it comes to the residential component, that will be open to the public. When you get to the children's daycare and learning center, the thought now is, based on just anecdotally what's going on at the Becky Gates Center over on the A&M campus, we'll likely have a priority enrollment for Texas A&M University employees and likely system employees.
Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says the proposed public-private partnership will have educational components from multiple A&M colleges. One idea is to have medical students take care of children who get sick.
They could be observed around the clock throughout the day by HSC nurses, medical doctors, medical students in training. We could send email updates to the parents. The HSC personnel could dispense medicines as approved by the parents.
The system has land for two possible locations across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel and or the University Services Complex east of Veterans Park, which many still call the former TI building. Three bills dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare have been passed by the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one bill allows individuals who have lost their jobs to qualify for tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA.
That's something that's not available under Obamacare today. So this is something that, again, puts choice back into families so that they can get the health care they want. So if they want to keep their employer-provided coverage through COBRA, then they can use the tax credits to pay for that.
A second bill gives veterans the choice of being covered by the VA health plan or the American Health Care Act. And Flores says the third bill ensures that the eligibility of all individuals is verified prior to receiving federal financial support to purchase health insurance. The city of College Station has announced its annual meeting for anyone thinking about filing for city council in this November's election.
If you're interested in running and you would like to know before you're elected what all is involved with that, what the restrictions are and the requirements and so forth, this would be a great time to learn about that. So again, it's June 27th, 6 o'clock, City Hall, Council Chambers. We've got information on the website, cstx.gov.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says there are three council positions open in this year's election. The filing period for council and school board positions in the Twin Cities begins July 24th. While the filing season has not started for this year, there is already a candidate for a statewide office next year. The state Democratic Party's former finance chairman, Mike Collier of Houston, has announced running for lieutenant governor in 2018.
If we really want to break up this Republican country club frat boy animal house they call Texas government, we not only have to run against them, but we got to beat them. Which is why I'm running against Dan Patrick.
Collier lost his bid to become state comptroller in 2014 to Glenn Hager. The legal battle over the state's new anti-sanctuary city law has become a bit clearer. That's after the state of Texas withdrew its preemptive lawsuit filed in Austin designed to defend the new law.
The state filed the suit back in May against Austin, Travis County, and the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
It was filed by the state of Texas in the hopes of getting an early declaration that SB4 is legal.
MALDEF's Nina Perales described the state's legal challenge as inappropriate.
Texas isn't suffering any injury, and so cannot sue Travis County, Austin, or particularly MALDEF for relief.
The state will next defend the law in a San Antonio federal court on June 26th. That's where El Paso, San Antonio, Austin and Travis County are trying to block it. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A variety of lane closures await motorists using the FM-60, FM-2018 exit this week. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports installation of new storm sewer pipes is the reason for closures between 8:30 and 4:30 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. This is another part of the construction of the new diverging diamond interchange near Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. Be part of the show. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville and is insured by the FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
Well, you know, there are still some days that you can enjoy outdoors, and Amish Furniture for Generations can provide furniture for you for that very purpose. Of course, they have solid wood furniture for outdoor. And we've talked about solid wood furniture from the very beginning for Amish Furniture for Generations, but a couple of years ago, Kent decided, let's add some material that's not wood, but will last as long as wood. And the reason was that way they could have it permeated with color, and you could get some, you know, if you really want some wild and flashy colors for your outdoor furniture, your Adirondacks or whatever, then, you know, you can do that with Amish Furniture for Generations. Now, those are not wood, but everything else they sell is, and other gliders, which are very popular indoor furniture, they've got an outdoor version of that as well. So if you're looking to have some time to spend outside and you want some quality furniture that will last for generations, Amish Furniture for Generations has a solution there too. I also have trellises and lattice works and other things for outside, and again, made with top quality products. Stop by and see them there on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause to find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
7:39, good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see that develop today, though there could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. Going to be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be very close to 95 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Wednesday, we're going to see sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the Ags' loss to Louisville in the College World Series yesterday. Meanwhile, the Red Sox bested the Astros as the Rangers fell to the Mariners. And in the NFL, Myles Garrett has a sprained foot, but Browns say he'll be okay for training camp next month. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, just remember, most all of us are not perfect. Okay, there's something about us that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
We may be too tall, too short, we're too heavy, we're too thin, whatever it happens to be. And so, of course, if there's money to be made to make you perfect, then there are people out there who are ready for you to spend it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk, for instance, shaving for guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I hate that I have to shave every day. Well, I don't, but sometimes I do, and sometimes
it's
I don't.
Like you're on the radio,
but,
Scott.
Yeah, that's right. But the idea is, you know, how heavy is your beard? How mm-hmm. long have you had to shave? Is that a hassle to you? And more, we're certainly seeing in athletics that growing the beard out is a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, James Harden is a great example of that.
Sure, definitely. He is the beard.
And
yeah.
we're seeing plenty of baseball players who have those beards going on, too.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're like the pitcher for Cal State Fullerton, you got that pencil-thin mustache thing that you
you know, can do that, right.
Up.
Whatever you do with that hair on your face. So the Asian market is basically vacant when it comes to that because Asian men have trouble growing beards.
True.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, they just end up with a little few hairs and that doesn't work. So enter minoxidil. That's the active ingredient in Rogaine.
Yep.
They are now selling the idea of putting minoxidil on your face so that you can grow a beard.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, I'm just saying.
Interesting.
And for those of us who wish we didn't shave, we're thinking you're going to spend money to maybe be able to grow a beard? And I don't know what this stuff costs. It's probably not necessarily cheap, but I'm just saying.
You know, it is interesting because if, you know, females can't necessarily grow their hair very long, there's hair extensions.
Sure.
You know, you can wear a wig if you really want to or whatever. But when it comes to facial hair, you know, those glue on mustaches are just
would
really
not work.
Ugly looking.
And that's it.
The idea
is that here's a market now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like anything else, minoxidil was first conceived as a tablet back in the 1950s.
Okay.
To treat ulcers.
Huh.
Treat ulcers.
So let's put it on our faces.
But first, that was where... Then it turned out that it was really more successful to help lower your blood pressure.
Oh. Wow. So it's had lots of uses.
Yeah, it has. It also encouraged...
It's a miracle drug.
Well, what happened is they saw as a side effect, it increased your hair growth.
Okay.
And that's when they said, whoa, wait a minute.
But you know, as...
Here's where the cash cow is.
As somebody who's actually used Rogaine on their head...
Yeah?
It doesn't really work all that well. From my own person, that's not, you know, evaluated by the
FDA.
Your
results could vary,
yeah,
yes.
But for me, didn't work.
Caller.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, it's wonderful. Thanks.
Great. It's Monday. What can you say about that? That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Hey, they've proven that minoxidil stuff doesn't work because there's not a lot of people running around with hairy palms.
There you go.
So, yeah, if you're that, but seriously, if you're putting it on your head, what makes it say that it's not going to grow on your hands, right?
Just saying. All right. So that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Then there's this. facing soggy sales, breakfast cereal makers hoping millennials will once again go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and find the Lucky Charms magically delicious. They're trying to expand past their usual kid market. For example, Kellogg's announced recently it's launching a new consumer campaign for Fruit Loops in a part to try to reach the millennials. The new tagline will be, whatever fruits your loops.
Oh, gosh.
The cereal company will use the pitch in TV commercials, banner ads, and social media. Cereal has lost ground when it comes to morning food.
Yeah.
Going back to kind of more natural stuff, eggs and pancakes and things like
right.
that. Not that pancakes are natural, but those were more traditional foods a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Cereals had 22% share of breakfast compared to 27% 5 years ago.
Well, there's
ago.
Also so many of those, like, frozen breakfast sandwiches or breakfast bowls.
A granola thing
right,
or whatever.
Still very, very convenient, quick breakfast, you know, without having to get out the griddle and the pan and everything like that, that are available that maybe, you know, people are just finding a little bit more satisfying.
Hello?
Yeah, considering millennials like to eat healthy, I don't know. I just can't imagine Kellogg's kale flakes.
What?
Kale flakes? Yeah. But I don't think it's a bad idea to try to market towards that age group because, you know, you've got a lot of, like, college kids who eat cereal at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
True.
You do. Last time I was in the grocery-torium. And again, by the way, today is the anniversary of Cheerios. They came they were called Cheery Oats beginning. Then they changed their name. But I saw strawberry Cheerios yesterday in the grocery store, which,
interesting.
I guess, yeah. It's but that's what they're trying to do. Anything that they can come up with that will make people want to try the product or try the product again. Okay, you want to be perfectly happy? We got the solution. It's look, I got it right here, and it's free.
Ooh.
Okay, so who knew that the key to being happy is to sleep some weirdly exact amount of time? That's what they're saying. Found out that if you want to be, quote, perfectly happy, and, of course, we all once were perfectly happy. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember when we were perfectly happy and now we're not?
Yep.
All right. Well, you should sleep exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes is what they say. Not 7 hours and 5 minutes, not 7 hours and 7 minutes, 7 hours and 6 minutes.
Okay.
That is very specific.
Now, if you want to be pretty happy, you sleep between 6 hours and 48 minutes and 7 hours. So,
all right.
And then if you sleep less than the 6 hours and 48 minutes, you're going to be miserable. Okay. So for some reason, the survey did not look at what happens if you get more sleep.
That's what I was wondering.
Because how can you do better than perfect, right?
More perfectly happy.
Yeah. Anyhow, the survey did find the ideal sleeping conditions, at least. Make sure that it's mostly dark, but not pitch black. It should be quiet, but not totally silent. And you shouldn't do work or play games right before bed, which we've known for years.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, you can set an alarm and make yourself wake up at a specific time.
You can.
But it's really hard to fall asleep on command.
Correct.
So now, how are you supposed, you know, if there was a way that as soon as your body went to sleep, a timer started and then went off 7 hours and 6 minutes later, that would be great.
Well, see, sounds to me like that's an opportunity for somebody to come up with that. Mm. And it'll all work once we get the RFID chip in our forearm. Then we'll know when we fall asleep. Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured. And our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The next time you and your spouse get into an argument, pay close attention to what it's about. I think you'll discover that often you're fighting about something small, like one of you didn't take out the garbage, or maybe you left the clothes in the middle of the floor again. The small things you bicker about may seem harmless, but they can put your marriage at risk. Petty arguments can be dangerous. Let them go on long enough, and all of those small things can take down your marriage. And that's because petty arguments aren't really what's wrong with your marriage. They're just masking deeper issues in your relationship. Somewhere in your past, your spouse may have said or done something hurtful to you, and now you're covering up that pain with anger. And that's why finding socks on the floor can cause you to lash out, because being angry is easier than being vulnerable. It's safer to argue about a sock than it is to talk about your pain and fear. Some couples spend years senselessly fighting about small, unimportant irritations, all the while ignoring the deeper cancer that's killing their marriage from within. So, the next time you get into a petty argument, ask yourself, what is this really about? Get to the deeper issues and seek healing for those first. You'll feel more freedom in the relationship, and you won't get so agitated over small things. When couples resolve their deeper conflicts, the petty disagreements usually dry up on their own. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Got a report of a rollover accident northbound Fitch on the access road right there on the ramp. So if you want to stay away from that area, don't have anything else. And apparently it's not affecting traffic on the highway itself, but just the entrance ramp northbound Fitch. That's right there by that the Lowe's and Chick-fil-A there in South College Station.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, a five-run second inning sealed the deal for Louisville as the Aggies dropped an 8-4 decision to the Cardinals Sunday afternoon at TD Ameritrade Park. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Certainly a hard-fought game on both sides. You know, very proud of our guys finding themselves down 5-0 after two. And from that point on, you have to be perfect to have a chance to beat McKay and to beat a team like Louisville, and we certainly had a shot. I mean, we got it to within one and had some opportunities along the way. We just weren't able to be good enough on the mound to have a shot.
Freshman Braden Shoemake says he's still proud of his fellow Ags.
I think offensively there in the first inning, us not being able to push any across with the middle of our lineup up really hurt. But like at the end of the day, we put up a couple runs there against one of the best arms in the country, so you can't really complain.
The Maroon and White return to action tomorrow when they face TCU in an elimination game at 1 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Well, the Ags will be playing TCU after Florida posted its first College World Series shutout since 1991 with a 3-0 win. Elsewhere, Greg Diekman drove in the go-ahead run during a wild eighth inning, and LSU won its 17th straight game with a 5-4 victory over Florida State in the College World Series. The Tigers advanced to a Bracket 1 winner's game against Oregon tonight. Meanwhile, the Seminoles play Cal State Fullerton in an elimination game. In the TCL, the Brazos Valley Bombers fell to the Victoria Generals in a road game yesterday, 13-3. Here's Skip Trey Porras on the loss.
Pitching really sets the tone. I thought Ross battled through some of what wasn't his A stuff and tried to keep us in the ballgame as best he could. Unfortunately, they were able to come through with some hits on him, and they found some green in the outfield and put pressure on us.
The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight to take on the Texas Marshals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Xander Bogaerts went deep twice for his first multi-homer game of his career and had four RBIs to lead the Boston Red Sox to a 6-5 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros look to bounce back as they begin a fresh four-game series with the A's in Oakland tonight. First pitch is at 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Kyle Seager drove in three runs with three doubles. Christian Bergman pitched effectively into the sixth inning, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. The Rangers start a new series with the Blue Jays tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on the Zone as well. In the NFL, Browns rookie defensive end and Aggie Myles Garrett has a sprained left foot, but the top overall draft pick is expected to be ready for training camp next month. Garrett got hurt at the end of Wednesday's practice, but the Browns waited 3 days to provide an update. The team said Garrett was seen by a foot specialist who confirmed a lateral foot sprain. Garrett signed a four-year, $30.4 million contract last month. And out on the links, Brooks Koepka carded three straight birdies on the back nine and closed with a 5-under 67 to win the U.S. Open by four strokes over Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama at Erin Hills. Texas A&M's Cameron Champ ended play in a tie for 32nd place. Koepka's 16-under total ties the U.S. Open record set by Rory McIlroy and gives him his first major championship. Justin Thomas shot a 75 to finish eight shots back after his record-setting 9-under 63 on Saturday. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It is time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. This time it's a 2014 Ford F-250. It's the XL model, crew cab, 6.2-liter V8, only 39,000 miles, and you can pick this one up for $24,988. And because it was someone else's before you had it, you can make it exactly yours by using Texas Custom Outfitters, which are right there on the property with Team Ford of Navasota, so they can jazz up your truck however you want. Wheels, tires, tint, light kit, roll bars, the whole nine yards. You can make it any way you want to with Texas Custom Outfitters. To find out more, go to Team Ford of Navasota, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is now accepting applications for the 2017 Exploring History Summer Camp. Children ages 7 to 11 will enjoy this week-long camp that focuses on all things ranching. Through museum discovery, crafts, and hands-on activities, the participants will learn about all facets of ranching history in the great state of Texas. Activities include museum discovery, arts and crafts, roping fun with lassos, discovering agriscience, creating your own brand, dress-up day, games, and much more. Visit bush41.org or call 691-4013 for more information and to register.
answer.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I'm a little curious about this. Why exactly did you get into the pool building business?
You know, Brad, it was one of those, like most people, you don't start out your life and say, I want to be a swimming pool builder. That's never the case. For me, it was just a case of wanting to help people, to allow people to fulfill a dream. And swimming pool sounded a lot of fun back then. Now, obviously, we've grown into a good-sized organization that services customers' every need. But the core and the base behind it, I got into it because it's a service business. And everyone in our company is committed to taking care of the customer every single day.
That's great. Of course, the kids are out of school now. So now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun Pool. Of course, you're going to get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it really easy to get financed over there. And for a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features, including a free slide. You could get a free basketball or volleyball goal. Lots of things to choose from. Ask them about it and give them a call today, 979-690-3343, or check them out online, sunshinefunpools.com. Don't wait.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple minutes till. Top selling baseball jerseys out there. Number one is Aaron Judge for the Yankees. Number two is Chris Bryant from the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs is number three. There are no Astros on here. There are no Rangers on here. What's that about?
Man, yeah. Aaron Judge is ridiculous.
Yeah, he really is. And he's got
a cool last name, yep. So that helps.
Yep. And he's young, right?
He's a rookie. Yeah. And he is just a big, big boy. And he just, man, he can hit a homer like no other.
Decades ahead of him. Decades of making money.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be making really big money.
Yep.
Today is National Martini Day, in case you care. Today is National Kissing Day. I think you better ask permission first.
Definitely.
But you don't have to ask permission to celebrate Eat an Oreo Day.
Yeah.
Can do that at your desk. Can do it in front of people. That's okay. I guess everybody says, if I could just find one good idea, I could be rich for the rest of my life. Well, somebody is trying to trademark President Trump's Twitter. Was that a typo? Did we decide that confetti was in? I think so. U.S.
Yeah.
Patent and Trademark Office says that they've received over 30 applications to trademark the word. The agency says one guy wants to use the word to promote his pet clothing business. Somebody else wants to use it to sell Cafefe coffee.
Oh.
Okay. Apparently, I didn't know this until I just saw it here. Apparently, he meant coverage.
Yes.
Okay.
Like press coverage. He said he said press cafefe.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
and he just didn't catch it before
he
hit send.
See, if you don't tell us about it, I don't know, and then I don't ever look it up after that. So that's it. That's what it was supposed to be. All right. It's going to be 70. It's 74 right now. It's going to be probably 92 or 93 today. This will be the least hot day of the entire week, apparently. And what's kind of neat is this afternoon, the winds will shift down to the north. So, for instance, Tuesday night's low, about 72. Same thing on Wednesday night. Oh, yeah, but it'll be 96 in the middle of the week, too. Rain toward the end of the week. It's 74 now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.